So just lying back in Shavasana, just make sure that your spine feels straight and that your waist is square. Maybe scoot onto the shoulders and tucking in the chin to lengthen the back of the neck. Put the morning behind you, and with your next exhalation, feel the weight of your body dropping downwards. Surrender the weight of your body downwards. Just notice your natural breath as it flows slowly in and out through your nose. Take your focus now to the tip of your nose and observe the sensation of the breath there. Take your focus now to your heart center, to your chest, and as you breathe in, feel the chest expanding, and as you breathe out, notice the chest falling, softening. Your focus a little lower now to the solar plexus, just below the heart and sternum. Manipura chakra, the center of the core, the source of fire. So feel the ribs expand on the in-breath and notice them fall on the out-breath. Allow your breath to fall away now. Notice how your body feels, maybe a little softer and heavier than when you started. So as you next breathe in, start to increase your in-breath, energize your body, start to bring a little bit of air to fan your fire into your body. And as you exhale, you can sigh and let go out through your mouth. Just let go of any remaining tiredness or tension you're holding in the body. Three more lovely full breaths in through the nose, sighing out through your mouth. And then returning to your natural breath once more. And we'll slowly awaken the body. So moving into the toes, feet and ankles, fingertips, hands and wrists. And then turn your head from one side to the other. And you may like a stretch or to hug your knees in. Just listen to what your body needs. And if you have socks on, you may like to take those off. And we're going to start in child pose today. If child pose doesn't work for you for kneeling, you can sit on your bottom and take a forward bend, Parshvottanasana. Keep the knees bent as it's cold this morning. And just allow the body to surrender wherever you are. So grounding. So initially connecting with the earth element. Just notice the body heavy. Surrender the body down. Sitting onto the heels if that's comfortable. Just completely resting.
and focus now on air, on Vayu, on the prana and breath that you're bringing into your body. I'm going to start to ignite the fire, so we're going to move onto all fours. And then tucking toes under, pushing up into a blissful downward facing dog. So pedaling out your heels and easing into the calves and hamstrings, bending alternate knees. And when you feel ready, you can come to stillness. So spread your hands, feel the palms and each and every pad of your finger in the floor. Feel the fingers lengthening, the fingernails growing. Lift that tailbone high. Keep drawing the chest towards your thighs. Ease the heels towards the floor. So just check on your breathing. Make sure the breath is full and long as you hold downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Feel the earth beneath your hands. Push into the earth. And feel elevated through the tailbone and the spine. We're going to take four more breaths here, but if that's too much for you, you can come down into child pose. Drop to the knees, rest in child pose. Nice big open knees, big space between the knees, big toes touching. Allow the base of the spine to release. Surrender, melting here. And just notice the temperature of your body here. Going to move through into tiger pose now. So back onto all fours and bring the knees slightly closer together so they're a couple of inches apart. We're going to crunch and then extend. So as you breathe in, bring your right knee forwards, drop your chin down, ease the knee to your nose, and as you breathe in, you're going to look up and pulse the sole of your foot into the sky. So breathe in to crunch, that will get more fire burning. And breathe out to look up and lift. So it's the opposite to what we normally do. So we're going to take six more in your own time. Breathing in as you crunch. And breathing out as you lift the leg and look up. And once you've completed those on that right side, you can come to stillness on knees and hands. Take a moment here, get your breath back, maybe release your wrist. And when you're ready, we're going to take eight on the left side. So breathing in, left knee towards the nose. And breathe out as you extend the leg and look up. You look up, shine your heart forwards, your solar plexus. Breathing in energy as you breathe in and crunch to fan your fire. And after you've completed eight on this side, you may like to rest in child pose. Nice wide open knees, if that's comfortable. Again, notice if you feel slightly warmer. Allow the breath to settle a little. And we're moving into cat balance now, so back to all fours. Hands and knees. Okay, so knees under the hips, hands nice and grounded. We're going to lift and extend the right arm forwards and then the opposite leg, so the left leg extending behind you. point that toe. Draw the navel in and now really lengthen the whole body and look to the floor. Keep the breath coming in as we hold this posture, using the core to support you and balance you. Wonderful. Let's ground the right hand and the left knee. Take a moment here. When you feel steady, extend the left arm ahead of you and the right leg back. The breath is long and deep and smooth. And grounding left hand and the right knee. Excellent. Again, we're lifting and extending right arm and left leg. So long in the body. If you want to take it a bit further, bend the left leg, take the right hand behind you, try and take hold of your left foot, push into the foot, look up and really ground the left hand, push the shoulder away from the earth. We'll just take that first position we were doing before, but breathe. You're still increasing your digestive fire, your Agni, and release that side. Very nice. Left arm is extended, right leg back. If you're happy here, stay here. If you'd like to bend the right leg, just taking the foot with the left hand. Breathe in, look up. Keep the breath long and smooth. And release down. Just shaking out the wrists for a moment. And when you feel ready, you're tucking toes under, coming up to downward facing dog. You can pedal out the heels again. You're still needing to be a bit warmer. Okay, so come to stillness in your downward facing dog. We're going to come to three-legged dog. So raise your right leg into the air. If it gets too much, just come back to your full down dog or resting child. So really ground the hands, push the shoulders from the earth, keep lifting, elevating your right leg, keep grounding the left foot, and then bring that right foot down to the floor. When you feel steady, lift and extend the left leg behind you. Again, push consciously into the earth with both hands. Feel long and lengthened. And then drop to the left. But we're going to take a soft vinyasa to ease into plank or kneeling plank. Knees, chest, chin scooping down. A little cobra breathing in to come up. Shining that heart forwards back into downward facing dog. Let's come to all fours. We're going into flying dog. If this isn't good for your shoulder, you can either rest in child pose or stay kneeling, or you can have a full down dog. But we're going to bring the right forearm onto the floor, spread the palm, feel the fingers in the earth. Just like you're going into a downward facing dog, tuck your toes under, push up, lift the tailbone into the air. If that feels good, extend your left leg into the air, so it's the opposite leg to the forearm that's grounded. Two more breaths here. And gently lower the left leg, come to all fours, lift up onto both palms. So getting warmer, those layers are coming off. And we're going to go for the other side. So laying that left forearm down, spread the hand, ground both hands, tuck toes under, push up, just like you're going into down dog. And if you feel steady, extend the right leg into the air. Really consciously push into the left forearm so that the shoulders are pushing away from the earth and the head isn't on the floor. Two more breaths here. And lower yourself down. And take a moment in child pose, arms by your sides. Release your wrists, release the shoulders.
Melting, letting go. So strong positions build heat and they give us strength. And twists also generate heat as we're squeezing the core, so that's where we're going now. So come onto all fours, then sweep your right foot through and beyond your hands so you come into a nice right-sided low lunge. Just softening into that left hip flexor. And if you'd like to, you can look up, open the throat, shine your heart forwards. Okay, we're going to add a twist. So ground the left hand and reach up with your right arm. Look over your right shoulder to the fingertips, reaching for the sky. And then looking to the floor and lifting the left arm up, looking to the left side. Lovely, grounding that hand. If you feel steady, raise both arms into the air and then interlace your fingers, turn your palms to the sky, reaching up. Keep both feet and limbs grounded. So feeling the front of the left foot and the sole of the foot of the right foot. Keep drawing breath in and energy in. And then bring your hands to prayer position. And lift your elbows. We're now crossing the left elbow over the right knee. And we're going to squeeze the prayer position back into the heart space and look over the right shoulder. And if you're happy here, stay here. If you want to lift the left knee off the floor, tuck your back toes under. Lift the knee as you twist. So holding there. Breath coming in. A bit harder to breathe as you twist. Those lungs are constricted. Wonderful. Looking to the floor, ground your hands, sweep the right foot back, take a blissful downward facing dog, pedaling out the heels again, working into the calves and hamstrings. And then back to all fours, hands and knees. And then sweep the left foot through between your hands, coming into a nice low lunge. Sinking, melting here. So just check that knee's not over the toes. If it is, just scoot the left foot forwards a little. Again, looking up, open the throat. And then twisting, ground the right hand, lift the left arm up, looking to that hand over the left shoulder. Grounding that hand, twisting to the right side, reaching up the right arm. Lovely, looking to the floor, ground both hands. If you feel steady, reach up with both arms. Interlace your fingers, turn your palms to the sky, still in this lovely low lunge. So still melting into the hip flexors. Draw your breath in, fan that fire. And then bring your hands to prayer position in front of your heart. Lift your elbows, twist to the left. Bring your right elbow over the left knee. Bring the hands back to the heart. Twist, look over the left shoulder. If you'd like to raise the knee, tuck the right toes under. Lift the right knee from the floor in your twist. And push into the back heel to straighten the leg. Ease out of your twist and back to all fours and then tucking toes under, downward facing dog, lifting tailbone high. And just notice here the temperature of your body, hopefully warmer now. So let that breath come in. And breathe into the back of your heart space. Keep lifting that tailbone high. Drawing the chest towards your thighs.
We're going to crunch the downward facing dog now. So when you're ready, lift your right leg into the air. And then bring your right knee towards your nose. Inhale here. Exhale as you return the right leg to your split dog position. So inhale to crunch. Exhale to lengthen. And four more this side. And then ground the right foot, feel a full down dog. Get your breath back for a moment. And then the other side. Left leg lifts, crunching this side. Inhale to crunch, exhale to lengthen. And a total of six this side, so four more. And then returning to your downward facing dog. And take a moment in child pose. If you'd rather vinyasa, you can challenge yourself today. Come into a plank. Chaturanga up dog, downward facing dog. And you can hold the dog or rest in child pose wherever you feel comfortable to get that breath back. Ensuring it's smooth, steady and deep. So back to all fours, briefly into downward facing dog. And we're walking the feet towards the hands. Come into forward bend, Uttanasana. Bend the knees, just hanging here like a rag doll, releasing into the spine. And take a moment to shake the head. Just check that you're really releasing here. And nod the head. And now really bend the knees so you can lay your chest almost on your thighs. We're going to move up into a chair pose from here. So just take a moment, check your feet are in line. Really bend now as though you're sitting on a chair and sweep both hands high. Allow them to kiss your ears. Turn the palms either together or slightly apart. And we're breathing here in chair pose, Utkatasana, also known as fierce pose. So it's one renowned to get that inner fire burning. Breath flowing. Now consciously tilt the pelvis under, squeeze the Mula Bandha, lift that pelvic floor. As you exhale, draw the navel in. Two more breaths. And then forward bending again, just release into that back bend. Counterbalance that back bend with this forward bend. We're going to add a little twist here. So just bring the left fingertips to the floor. You can bend your left knee as you extend your right arm into the end. Twist, look over the right shoulder. And then look into the floor, ground your right fingertips. Bend the right knee, extend the left arm into the air. Wonderful, looking to the floor again. Sweeping back up into chair pose, rocking chair now. So exhale, fold into forward bend. Inhale, rise into your chair. Exhaling forward. Inhale, rising. Keep that flowing with your breath. And four more in your own time. Inhale to rise, exhale to lower into forward bend. And as you come up into your final chair, holding chair pose for a final full breath, static chair, so sink it nice and low. Body at 90 degrees to the thighs. Draw energy in to fan your fire. And after your four breaths, standing tall into today's Tadasana. So if you need a sip of water, having one now, not too much, don't extinguish your fire. And then we'll move into some warrior postures. Okay, so just take a moment in Tadasana, get your breath back. And then we're moving into warrior one. So take the left foot back, turn it out 45 degrees, left leg is straight, bend the front knee, check the knees not over the toes, sweep both hands high. And again, interlace your fingers, turn the palms to the sky if that's comfortable for your hands and shoulders. If you're comfortable, you can look to the hands and take a back bend. Otherwise, keep the gaze forwards. If it gets too much, you can always straighten the front leg and bend it again. As we're going to hold it for another four breaths. And then exhale your arms down by your sides. Interlace your fingers behind your back now, the palms face your back. Breathe in as you straighten your arms, open your chest, look up. Bowing into humble warrior, almost laying the chest on your thighs, then drop your chin to your chest. Reach up with the arms up and over the head. On your next in-breath, release your arms. Breathe in, raising back up to warrior one. And this time opening into warrior two. Rise home, coming forward, left arm back. If you want to elevate your heart rate, lift both arms above your head in warrior two. Again, interlace your fingers, turn your palms to the sky. The chest and hips side on. Spread the toes of both feet, feel grounded. And then open up again into warrior two arms. Arms parallel to the floor. Let's take the left hand to meet the right hand now. So closing, and we're going to draw an arrow. So make a fist with the left hand and stroke that fist along the right arm till the fist comes into the left shoulder. And we're coming into archer's pose. So just tilt back like you would into sun warrior. Aim your arrow. Bring the breath in. Pull the navel in, feel the front body long. And melt into side angle pose, right elbow to right thigh, left arm, kissing the ear. And if you'd like to go deeper, drop the right hand to the floor, to the left side of your foot. Maybe binding, left arm coming behind you, right arm coming through the legs. Otherwise, staying where you are in side angle. Keep the breath coming in. On your next in-breath, returning to warrior two. And cartwheel your hands to the floor, flying downward facing dog. And use this as your resting pose with that tailbone high. When you're ready, walk your feet to your hands. Take a moment in forward bend, just feel totally released, maybe shaking out the head. And when you feel ready, just rolling up very slowly, one vertebrae at a time, head coming up last. Just check that you don't feel dizzy, you've been in an inversion for a little while. Again, if you need some water, to having that now. Left side. Take the right foot back, warrior one left side. So nice long stance, hips and chest forwards. Raise the arms above your head. If you're comfortable, interlace your fingers, turn the palms to the sky. Again, maybe a back bend if you'd like to look to the hands. Bending is that front knee. Lovely lovely, strong, grounded position. I'm breathing fully. Bring energy in. Breathe to draw energy and prana into the body rather than just for breathing's sake. Lovely soft shoulders, soft faces. And then exhale your arms down by your sides. Interlace your fingers behind your back. Turn the palms to you. Breathe in, extend your arms. Open the chest, look up. And bow into humble warrior. Chin to chest. Every time you breathe in, try and straighten those interlaced fingers and arms. Softening into the shoulders. And on your next in-breath, release your arms, floating back up to warrior one. And then opening up into warrior two. Shake it out if it's getting too much. And again, taking the hands above, you interlace your fingers, turning palms to the sky. Feel the chest nice and open, shoulders soft. And returning the arms to your full warrior two posture, parallel to the floor. Really active arms. And bring your right hand now to your left. Make a fist, draw your arrow in your bow, and then aim your arrow as you tilt back into archer's pose. And release your arrow as you transition into side angle pose. Left elbow on the thigh, right arm kissing your ear. Sinking low into that front knee. And maybe reaching the floor with the left hand, maybe binding right arm coming behind you, looking over your right shoulder. On your next in-breath, rising back up to your warrior two. Wonderful. Cartwheel your hands to the floor, find downward facing dog once more. Holding here or resting in child if you would like to rest. And everyone melting into child pose once more. Side plank now, so onto all fours, hands and knees. Okay, so move your right toes and foot out 45 degrees as you pivot on the knee. That's your base. Extend your left leg behind you and tap your toe. When you feel ready, ground the right hand, sweep the left hand into the sky, open the chest and hips up to the side. And if you feel balanced, you can lift the left leg off the floor and flex your foot. Really pushing into that right hand. So keep breathing. Draw the pelvic floor in. Squeeze the navel in to support your back. On your next in-breath, lift your leg a little higher and tap that foot down. Look to the floor. Back to all fours. Let's change sides. Left toes out 45 degrees, extend the right leg behind you. When you feel balanced, lift and raise the right arm, chest and hips side on. Extend the right leg up, flex the toes. Draw the toes towards you. Reach for the sky with the right hand. And breathe in, lift the leg, tap it down back to all fours and sink back into child pose. Lovely, restful position. Get your breath back. Again, notice the temperature of your body. Plank position now, so back to all fours, and then
Extend one leg back, tuck your toes under. And keeping the hips level, extend the other leg back. Now if it's too much, drop to your knees into a kneeling plank. And we're going to come into Chaturanga and hold it now. So either on the knees or toes tucked under, you're just going to squeeze your elbows in and hover from the floor. Take a few breaths here. Squeeze those elbows in and then lay yourself on the floor and just rest on one cheek. We're working into some back bends now. We're going to be predominantly on the core, so that's how we get heat in backward bends. So we're going to start with dynamic locust position. So bring your arms by your sides, palms up. Important, once you're up, to keep the head straight, so look to the floor. A little space between the feet and the heels are falling out to the sides to create more space in the lower spine. Now on your next in-breath, you're going to lift the head, shoulders, arms, hands, feet, thighs. And as you breathe out, you're lowering down, tapping the chin, nose or forehead on the floor. Dynamically working locus. Breathe in to rise. Breathe out to lower. And four more in your own time. Just work with your breath. Lifting as high as you can. You can keep looking to the floor. Make sure the neck is long and not creasing. Very nice. And once you've completed four, rest on the other cheek and get your breath back. We're going to hold locus now, so rather than moving, we're going to hold, so look to the floor. When you're ready, take a lovely big breath in as you lift head, shoulders, arms, hands, feet, thighs. Draw the shoulders down towards your spine. Keep breathing fully here. Try and boost your internal fire. Bring your energy and air in. And four more breaths. Make the breaths count. And then you can rest on the other cheek. Well done. Bring your hands underneath your shoulders. Push up to all fours and we'll take a forward bend. So come to sit on your bottom. Extend your legs out in front of you. Bend your knees if you need to protect your lower back. And just reach for the feet. Mount over the legs. Either Parshvottanasana or just a gentle forward bend releasing into the lower spine. And just take your breath to the back of your heart space. And feel an opening here on every in-breath. Okay, so we're going to work the abdomen now. So we're going to scoot forwards, bent knees, lifted chest. Reach forward with the arms and very slowly roll back towards the floor, one vertebrae at a time, laying the back down symmetrically. And please use your hands if you need to, and when you reach the floor, give yourself a hug in Apanasana. Just gently rocking from side to side, just massage your spine. If you draw your knees in, you're rocking and massaging a little high into the mid spine. If you push your knees away from you, the massage is lower in the base of the spine and the hips. And when you feel ready, with grounded shoulders and a grounded back, reach the legs up and flex your feet into the air. Palms can be grounded. Consciously draw the base of the spine down and try and keep the legs straight if you can. If it's too much for the thighs, bend the knees. Okay, so two options here. Either with bent knees and the fingertips lightly behind your head, we're just going to breathe in to rise, exhale to lower.
Or you can do this with straight legs, and you're going to reach for the ankles on the in-breath and lower head and shoulders down on the out-breath. Wherever you are, you're going to do 10 of your chosen version. So breathing in on the effort to lift, exhale, lowering down. After your 10, you can hug your knees in and gently rock from side to side. Excellent. Okay, second version, extend the legs and open them. You may need to shuffle down if you connect with your neighbour. Thank you. Okay, so open the legs as though you're doing box splits. Extend your arms above your head, interlace your fingers, point with your index finger. As you breathe in, lift and raise yourself, chest and the shoulders off the floor, closing through the space between the legs, and exhale it down. Breathe in to reach through the legs and exhale coming down. If that's too much for the legs, bend the knees. You can still shoot through the middle. So another 6 of these. And then again, hug your knees in into Apanasana, gently rocking from side to side. Okay, so star sit-ups, bring your ankles and heels into the bottom corners of your mat and your wrists into the top corners of the mat. As you breathe in, lift your right arm, your head and shoulders, lift the left leg, tap your left ankle. As you exhale, drop that leg down. Other side, breathe in, left hand comes to right ankle, and lower head and shoulders down and the arms and the legs down. So breathing in on the effort to lift, exhale it down. And 6 more.
Lovely. Consciously draw breath in as you rise up. And after your extra 6, hug your knees in again. Excellent. So flowing now into yogic cycling.
So bend your knees above your hips. Take the fingers, gently rest them behind your head. As you breathe in, lift your head and shoulders, extend your right leg as you twist your right elbow to tap your left knee, and draw the right knee in. Now squeeze the knees in, drop head and shoulders down. Breathe in again, other side, left leg extends, left elbow to right knee, exhale it down. So it's very slow. Breathe in to rise and twist. You exhale to lay yourself back down again. With control, flow through that yogic cycling. And there's 6 more of these. Breathe in to lift. Breathe out to lower. And after those 6, you can hug your knees in.
And gently rock from side to side. Well done.
Okay. So very slowly, gently roll yourself up. We're going into boat pose now.
So if you can, balance on your bottom, on your sitting bones. Tap the toes, bent knees. You can take the hands underneath the knees and slowly start to lift your feet from the floor and raise the legs.
You can keep the hands under the knees. Just keep the spine lifting and rising. If you'd like to release your arms, you can take the arms forwards. And if you want to, you can start to keep on straightening the legs. As you maintain that lift in the spine, shine your heart forwards. Keep breathing here. And just tap the toes down. Give yourself a hug, drop chin to chest. We'll take another boat pose, Navasana, in a moment. Okay, so if you'd like to go again, bring the weight into the bottom, take the toes from the floor, start to lengthen the legs, maybe taking hands away, forming a boat position, a V shape. Keep breathing in and out. Forwards, give yourself another hug. Okay, so easing back towards the floor again. So you can roll down, and when you reach the floor, hug the knees in. Gently rocking from side to side. So a free posture now. If your body's telling you it needs anything, you may like to twist, lengthen. Just listen to what your body needs. And then we'll go into a relaxation.